Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our plead with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. God, thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. You know, that meditation, that prayer, that statement, that affirmation should make you feel good all over. Okay? It doesn't, you ain't doing it right. It's just that simple. Okay? You're not doing it right. So, try it again. All right, today I'm talking about commitment. Commit. Okay, commit. Now, those of you who want to straddle the fence and who still him in their heart and think that you are right, but yet you're still failing, okay, I want to give you a heads up right here. I'm going to say some things today that are probably going to greatly offend you, okay? But it's meant to spur you onward, to motivate you, to get you going. Because if you are not living a life of unlimited joy, whatever it is that you are thinking, doing, or having, entertaining, or being is not working. Pure and simple. Yeah, I've already started. Okay? So, if your way is not working, then put it aside. Stop trying to be right. Understand that you don't have the answers, and if you're the only one you're talking to, or if your like-minded friends are the only ones you're talking to, then you are never going to get the answer you seek. Pure and simple. Okay? You just want to be right. You're wrong. And it ain't working. So, hello. Take it from somebody who knows. I've done that. I've butted my head up against a brick wall. I know. When you get it right and you are in sync with, in tune with the universe as you understand it, the God of your understanding, then what you think, what, ask for, is already yours. It's just that simple. The reason why you are unable to accomplish the things that you want to in life is because you keep trying to be right and you're wrong. It's just that simple. I'm saying it in every way I know how to in order to make you get it. Wake up and smell it, okay? Today is the appointed time. If you are ready to receive, the two blessings that you are already entitled to, okay, then pay attention here. You made the image and likeness of your Creator. You, above everything that exists, have the power of choice. For being on this planet is to continue God's creation. So whatever it is that you know, that you bring, whatever talent, skill, ability, okay, that is your objective, your purpose. Objectify it. Monetize it. Let me show you how to bring it to the marketplace. It's just that simple. But what most people lack is commitment. Or they keep thinking, oh, yeah, but I want it, I want it, I want it. And they think, oh, if I just think positively, this is going to happen someday. Okay? And we've been taught that. And it has merit. But here's the problem. If you don't do anything to take action, if you don't put yourself in a position, this thing is extremely important. It's right up there with timing, okay? Timing and positioning is everything. So you'll find that somebody else will get to live your dream. Too many times people are just sitting there waiting for their ship to come in. They haven't sent one out, and there's no ship coming with your name on it. Okay? Not unless you have taken charge, made a decision intently on what it is that you want to be, do, and have. And yeah, you need to make sure that it's viable. You need to make sure that you're solving the problem, or at least making people feel good, okay? Because that's what we pay for. We do everything in our lives for the feelings we expect to derive. I'll say it again. We do everything in life for the feeling that we expect to derive. We get in relationships because of what we expect that relationship to make us feel. Okay, we accept jobs, apply for and accept jobs because of what we expect that job to do for us. Okay, we expect a certain salary. We agree to it. So if you're not happy with the salary you're making, just remember that you agree to it. That's what you told your employer that you will work. Don't be mad at your employer, right? But the thing is, you also thought that this was going to make you feel good about yourself. It was going to give you the thing that you wanted. You were going to feel good about yourself, okay? If you got a consistent income coming in, okay, 10 hours an hour, then you could live here and pay your bills and get by. And then you find out that when you're making $10 an hour, you start making $10 for the bills. You're making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. You start having $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year worth of bills. Okay? And then when you get comfortable with that and you start making $50,000 a year, you create $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of bills. $100,000, same thing. $100,000 worth of bills. $200,000. This is what we do because we are always looking to move forward. Why? Because we are in search of that feeling we expected to us. And once you receive that, then you want to move to the next level. How much more
can I get? How much more can I feel? How much more can I do? Can I be? Can I have? Okay, this is natural for us. And there's nothing to feel bad about. There's nothing to denounce. It's the law of nature. Okay? Even the plant, the animal, your pet, want to be more, want to do more, want to have greater experiences. Okay, we live for those moments of self-gratification. But some people want to think that that's sinful. It's not sinful. It's what we're supposed to do. This is what drives us forward. This is what promotes our evolvement, our evolution, our growth, our expansion. Okay? Sometimes we're going the wrong way and we figure that out. And we start backpedaling and start figuring out another way in order to get it done. Okay? You will find, and I can promise you this, you will find that when you make your first $100,000, it's going to make you feel spectacular. You're going to love it. And then you're going to go into panic mode and start thinking about, what do I do now? What do I do now? And you know what ends up happening? You start thinking about making $200,000. Okay? And when you make that, then the next thing is, I want $500,000. You know, if I can do that, then I can do it. You start having bigger dreams. You start wanting bigger houses, more cars, okay, more jewelry. You want to live the high life because you're looking for that feeling. But the thing that doesn't happen for most people, and this is the sad part, okay? They lack commitment. They don't want to commit to the work, to the objective, to even to the vision that would bring about the manifestation that they desire. Okay, and that's what we call daydreams. Huh? It's pure and simple. Sit around and just say, boy, I sure like to have that yacht, or I wish I could just fly to Paris today. Or I would love to live in a house like this. Yeah. And you sit there and play with your mind and do absolutely nothing about it. Nothing to better your position or forge ahead or throw your hat in the ring. Okay? What the problem is lack of commitment. Today, I invite you to commit. Commit to your own growth, to your own development, to your own enlightenment. And stop thinking about all those coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and it's not my fault. I wasn't raised right, my parents didn't have this or that, or I've been abused, or, you know, my past relationship sent me on a kamikaze course. I mean, we got every excuse imaginable. But the truth, gift that we give ourselves is when we commit. Commit. I hear people every day saying, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what my purpose is. You know, what thing can I do right now? I mean, let me explain something to you. Okay? Your purpose is to create. Okay, whatever it is you bring into the table, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your interests, your hobbies. Pick one. Commit. All right? I didn't say play with it. I didn't say think about it. I said commit. Okay? And along with that, that means take action. Okay? Let it become your go-to. Let it become the path of least resistance for you. Okay? Ordinarily, the path of least resistance is doing the same thing, expecting different results. Same thing is the definition of insanity. All right? But the truth of the matter is, there's that thing in you that lights a fire, gets you going, that motivates you, that makes you feel good. You lose yourself in time and space. You don't care about anything else when you're doing that. And it just feels so good. Because remember, we're doing everything for the feeling we expected to us. It just makes magic within us. There's your purpose. And it comes natural to you. There's no struggle. Okay? I always say, when it's effortless, it's God ordained. Doesn't matter whether you're a singer, a dancer, a visual artist. Okay? It doesn't matter whether you're an accountant, okay, a street sweeper. Whatever drives you. Okay? Maybe you cut grass better than anybody else. Maybe you farm. Plant seeds. Build houses. Gadgets. Whatever it is you do, commit today. And remember that spirit that is within you and around you. That will always rise up to meet you. All you have to do, co-creating with God, is take a direction and stick to it. Commit and say, this is what I want to be, do, and have right now. Okay? Here's a Bible verse for you, Deuteronomy 18. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Okay? Cut the crap. Cut the crap. Commit. You're in it to win it, or else you are going to fail. I have seen so many people with so much talent or so great a skill until people would just throw money at them if they would commit. Get out there and do it. But yet they sit and hem and haw and they ask other people what they think. You think I should do this? Well, maybe I shouldn't. And, oh, but you know what really ticks me off is the ones who say no to a perfect opportunity for them because they are afraid that the person offering it is going to make a nickel more than they will. If somebody offers you an opportunity, a partnership, or a chance to secure your financial future, and you too busy worrying about what they're going to make until you blow the opportunity for yourself. I've seen people do it. Well, you know, if I'm going to make $100,000, then that must mean they're going to make $200,000, so I'm not going to do it. Or I've seen people who refuse to do the work. It's like, yeah, I really want this. I really want to be a rock star, but, you know, I don't want to rehearse. I don't want to deal with travel. I don't want to leave my family. Okay? I don't want to wear the costumes. I don't want to do the things that I need to do in order to maintain that celebrity status, but I just want it to come to me. I just want to do what I do and see what happens. Commit. You don't commit to your purpose, to your plan of action, to your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your desires. Then the universe is going to accommodate you with divisiveness based upon your fear and your unwillingness to go forward. I'll tell you right now, the easiest way to make money, to get rich, is to provide a service that other people need. Solve a problem. Okay? What is it you do that other people don't want to do for themselves or don't know how to do? Take that to the marketplace. Either show them how to do it and make them pay for it. Okay, or do it for them and make them pay for it. It's not that hard. It really isn't. Okay? If you have a gift, then share it. More than happy to pay you to bring it us, your skill, talent, and ability. Sing us a song, make us feel good. Express the pain and suffering we've previously gone through. We'll pay for that too. Okay. Our home, mend our clothing. Figure out our book. Help us save a little money on our taxes. Show us another way to do better in life. Help us earn a little more. Share your knowledge. Tell us a story. Music. Commit to your dream. Today, that which is in you, that which surges within your soul, that's your purpose. It's not even hard to figure out. Okay? Your soul is your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your goals, your skills, your talents, your abilities. Okay? All of your positive as well as the negative experiences that have gotten you to this place. Wherever you are today, all the stuff you've gone through, all those things you keep whining and complaining about, okay, are the catalyst to take you where you want to be. It should be the motivation to your butt and drive you forward. It's just that simple. Now, granted, sometimes people don't know how to get started. People don't have the time because they're too busy doing something else. That's better, maybe. They're too busy doing something else rather than what they want to do and have. Okay, yeah, I want to be a rock star, but right now, a trash collector. No, I'm waiting tables. Just waiting for my big break. No, I haven't sent my music off, or I haven't done any auditions, or I haven't tried to make anything happen, but I'm waiting on my big break. I'll get my chance. Okay? Those are those people that are still waiting for their ship to come in. Why would their ship come in? Nobody knows about you. You haven't put any effort into it. Exposing yourself. I'm running into people every now and then, and they tell me, oh, yeah, I do this and I do that. And it's like, oh, okay. Let me get a business card. You know, because I really need that service. But, you know, give me a card and I'll call you. Oh, I don't have any cards. Really? Why? You couldn't spend $10, $15, $20 to make some business cards, but yet you say that this is what you do? Okay? How many times have you gone into situations half stepping? Winging a prayer. This is going to work out. You know, all I need is a little luck here. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't bring the luck, you ain't getting any. It's just that simple. Commit. Commit today to your greatness. Your personal and professional empowerment. Love yourself enough to give yourself the gift, the blessing, the joy that you desire. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Show you what I know. I'll get you to the promised land. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. Know that I love you.